The debate over whether or not to wear masks or other protective facial gear is ratcheting across the nation. Our reality check today is about a shipment of masks from China that is becoming available for certain workers. Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton joins us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, tell us about this company that has gotten the shipment in.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure the shipment's in yet, but they can get a shipment, they say. And they have put in an order for at least one company. So it's a company that does specialty printing. They do, you know, signs and banners and other types of products that you see printed. And they also do the promotional gear, like, you know, pens and mugs and things that you see with logos on them for companies. So they have a really good connection with China. The company is called JPG Hawaii, and they have a good connection with China. And they've been promoting the availability of these respirators is the technical word, but they're really the masks that they see and that we always see. And they're the really good ones. They're the ones that you would use in the hospital to protect doctors and nurses that are really in the thick of things. So they claim to have a bunch of them, up to 2 million that you could order from the company.
Right, and those other masks, the N95 that we hear about, that they want those to be reserved for the healthcare workers, for those first responders out in the field. Now these are how different from those?
Okay, that's a great question. Technically, from what we've read, they're not any different, except they're made in China. So these are called KN95. It means they're made in China, and again, they're supposedly identical. So identical, in fact, that the CDC says, if you're a healthcare worker and you can't get an N95, you could use one of these KN95. Again, I think the challenge for the hospitals and everybody is that they need to vet these things really carefully and make sure the supply chain is all good and that they're actually legit. And so, that's one of the reasons I think that you wouldn't necessarily see a hospital buying a big order from these guys.
Right, because you want to make sure they meet a certain standard.
Right, exactly. But, so the company has said, look, the hospitals have their own supply chains. They're going through that process. You have the Healthcare Association of Hawaii doing their thing. They're working with the hospitals. We're already getting, according to Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, who's on the COVID response team, he said they're getting orders in already. A lot of stuff's coming in. So this company's saying, look, respirators are used by construction workers and others who are out there performing essential services, so we're going to focus on that market. So that's what they're doing.
Gotcha. So they're like kind of like those dust masks that you could buy at the hardware store,
kind of
like that.
Yes, exactly. They could be used for dust. They could be used for doctors. This is the mask.
So are they cheap, or are the prices going through the roof because the demand is high?
Yeah, the price that they have quoted on their site starts around, $3, a little bit more, $3 and something cents per mask. I mean, the problem is you need to order 10,000 of them, or at least 5,000 to 10,000. So they're putting together HUIs maybe and consolidating, saying, okay, if we get a bunch of orders and can get up to 10,000, then we can put in an order with these guys. Otherwise, it has to be a really big entity that could order 5 or 10,000.
Oh, interesting. So were you able to reach out to anybody in the construction industry yet to see, if they might go for this?
Well, I talked to one, and the thought was, the initial question and what got us on the story was, they said, well, why aren't they selling these to the hospitals? So that was what got us started. But I have not reached out to the construction companies. According to the supplier, they do have one that's made an order.
Okay, it'd be really interesting to see how this all plays out. But thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was business reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.